Christians respond to needs while the U.S. hesitates to help Syrian refugees. Game nights teach life lessons in Zambia. And do you know what time of year it is? Well, it's the most wonderful time. We'll tell you why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Middle East is falling apart. After 20 months of civil war in Syria, Western nations face pressure to intervene. Baptist Global Response says God is at work among the refugees.
In times of crisis, there's also opportunity to minister to people physically in the name of Christ and spiritually as well.
According to the UN, more than 300,000 Syrians are seeking refuge in surrounding countries. BGR's Jeff Palmer says that's just the tip of the iceberg.
That's the ones that are counted by UN and government. There's maybe that many more living around in places that they can find it. We're trying to help those get some winterproofing to the shelters that they're in so they can survive in the cold weather.
Pray for peace in Syria.
The folks that we're able to help are mostly on the outside right now, and there's 5 times, 10 times as many people on the inside of the country suffering. And if peace comes, we can get to those folks and be able to help them as well.
Next, millions participated in the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. It was organized to help raise awareness and end abuse against women. Well, today, 1.9 million women and girls are believed to be involved in forced labor. Half were trafficked for sexual exploitation. Food for the Hungry wants you to help by supporting their new life center in Uganda. Your support of this program can help rescue victims physically and spiritually. Link to their work at our website. This is Mission Network News. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's a wonderful time to share the hope of Jesus with the people you care about. Ron Hushcraft Ministries has released an easy-to-read booklet called Born to Rescue, 12 Days of Christmas. Now, this booklet presents the gospel in a fresh, relevant way by using stories, inspiration, and encouragement. Pray that many people will get their hands on these booklets and come to know Jesus. To find out how you can get a hold of some, go to missionnetworknews.org. We turn next to Zambia, where Friday night game nights are teaching major life lessons. Christian World Outreach's Marcy Hoover says they've been building a unique ministry with the call boys, young men who call passengers to the minibus and help them board. Now, these boys are street hardened.
Losing is not an option. Losing means dying.
But that's how the games figure in on all this.
To learn how to lose at a game and understand that it's okay actually takes a lot of growth. And so that's what these boys are trying to overcome, is losing is okay, and that I can lose with grace and congratulate the winner.
That's one part of a growing ministry to these call boys. Now, 50 of them are also asking for help in getting back into school. Using the Bible as a text, the boys are brushing up on their reading comprehension, writing, and more.
School begins again in January, and Christian World Outreach is praying to be able to continue assisting these same young men in their endeavor to become educated and hopefully one day impact the nation for the Lord.
And many kids are realizing that Christmas is not just a time for receiving gifts, but also giving gifts. Founder and president of Gospel for Asia, Dr. K.P. Yohanan, has seen the power of giving.
Every year, we bring help to somewhere around 150,000 families.
In Australia, two kids decided to take Christmas in their own hands.
They said, "Mom and Dad, this year, we don't want any gifts from you like last year, and we don't want to give any gifts to you, but please, would you give us all the money so that we can send it to Gospel for Asia to help the children who do not have the joy of Christmas like we have."
Another girl decided she wanted to buy 1 million chickens.
This one 11-year-old girl decided that she was going to make this a campaign to raise money to help the children.
Pray that the gifts will open doors to the gospel. If you'd like to be a part of this gift-giving campaign, go to missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy, An Irish Christmas, is waiting for you. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. Songs that will not only point you to the Christ of Christmas, but help you celebrate with new memories this year. It's yours for a gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.